Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back again to our unique program, Understanding Islam and Sharing Jesus Effectively with Muslims. We finished last program the important issue of the credibility of the Bible. We proved that the Bible is the Word of God. And if you notice, I used many verses and facts recorded in Islam as a further proof that the Bible is the Word of God, and Muhammad actually did not bring anything new. So why I used many of these evidence? Because it is not a bad idea to start where Muslims are and then guide them step by step by the grace of God and the support of the Holy Spirit, guide them to where God wants them to be. If you look at my website under About Us, I actually put some testimonies of the emails I receive that many Muslims came to Christ after they understood the facts. So now we will start a totally new topic, which is Adam. Adam in Islam and Adam in the Bible. And we tell our Muslim friends that this is an exciting topic, the topic of Adam, because it reveals the desire of God's heart to fellowship with the people he created and to relate to us personally. So the first fact is Adam was created perfect by God. According to the Quran, God created Adam in a perfect condition. We read in Surah 94, "We have indeed created man in the best of molds." And the Surah 2 states that Adam was God's representative, Khalifa. In addition, we read in Surah 15, "When I have fashioned him, Adam, and breathed into him of my spirit." So Adam was wonderful. Adam and Eve, God placed them in perfect circumstances. According to the Quran, God gave Adam and Eve perfect circumstances. He created them in the heavenly garden with awesome view. God gave them everything they needed to enjoy and live a righteous life. We read in Surah 2, verse 35, "We said, O Adam, dwell thou and thy wife in the garden, Jannatu, and eat of the bountiful things therein as where and when ye will." Wonderful. God's desire to communicate personally with us is evident even according to the Quran. Because we read in Surah 2, verse 31, "And he, God, taught Adam the names of all things." My Muslim friend, this verse indicates that God spoke in human voice and talked to Adam many times. And Adam had a personal, direct, and wonderful relationship with God. According to the Quran, Adam and Eve were able to enjoy perfect fellowship with God. And as you will discover, my Muslim friend, from the Bible, it was the original intention of the Almighty Transcendent God to personally connect and communicate with the people he created, because he is gracious and humble. You see, Muslims are taught that God is so transcendent, so removed from dealing directly or personally with his creation, and that always has been his intention and his will. However, we discover from the Bible and even the Quran agree that Adam had a personal, direct, and wonderful relationship with God. Okay, so now we are talking more about Adam in Islam. And then when we finish that, we will talk about Adam in the Bible. And we will make a comparison. So God placed a certain tree in the middle of the garden and gave Adam and Eve the freedom to eat from any tree in the garden except this one tree. We read in the Quran a clear warning to Adam in Surah 2, verse 35. We said, O Adam, dwell thou and thy wife in the garden and eat of the beautiful things therein, but approach not this tree or ye run into harm and transgression. Adam and Eve chose to disobey God and ate fruit from the forbidden tree. As soon as they disobeyed God, they were cast out of the garden. The Quran states that Satan tempted and deceived Adam and Eve, and that they failed to represent God. They disobeyed God and sinned. We read in Surah 20, verse 121, they both ate of the tree. Thus did Adam disobey his Lord and allowed himself to be seduced. The Quran described what happened in Surah 2, verse 36. And I am quoting, then did Satan make them slip from the garden and get them out of the state of felicity in which they had been. We said, get ye down, all ye people, with enmity between yourselves. On earth will be your dwelling place. The Arabic Quran named the place where Adam and Eve lived before they disobeyed God as Jannatu, which is the same name that the Quran gave to heaven, Surah 972. So there is a strong indication in the Quran that Adam and Eve were created in heaven itself, and they enjoyed peace and felicity until they disobeyed God and were cast out of heaven. Note that in Surah 2, verse 36, the form used in Arabic is the imperative, اهبطوا, get ye down, which means get down, descend, crash down. The widely acclaimed Muslim scholar and commentator of the Quran, Pickthall, said, here the command is in the plural as addressed to Adam's race. Wow! And we will continue this important point in our next program. Before we run out of time, we must do the most important thing we can ever do, which is go to God. We come before you, God, because we know that without you, we can do nothing. God, we ask you, God, to help us understand the important issues in Islam, and help us, God, to use even some of those writings found in Islam as a stepping stone to the gospel. God, we come before you. We ask you to enlighten us, equip your church, our fellowships, to share Jesus effectively with Muslims. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
I have a coworker who's Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church, who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sami Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with Him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558. God's grace with you. Thank you for listening. And I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. That number once again, 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sami Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.